With thoughts, we are wrought. The bringing in of a better hope is also the bringing in of a more complete picture of what happened. And this bringing in, as Proudhon said, and now I better understand him, is continuous, the truth of which has not just been suppressed, but also largely misunderstood, as Proudhon also said. It's stunning, for instance, and chilling, how much Alice Miller is needed. And then, once we have her, how she continues undiscussed, unheeded. Because of Alice, because of Prince, because of Paul and Jesus, force and coercion in our concept of the alternative can now make its exit. Gone from our thinking is getting others to do what we want. Look upon any revolution, and there you will find this mindset at the heart of it. The same thing the rulers do to us, which we are so easily led to accept, we do to ourselves. It's called hierarchy, children piping in the marketplace, as Jesus said. Rather, our new covenant centers around new thinking. It trusts the earth in us. Proudhon's guidance and Paul's, the renewing of our minds, he put it. Here again is key. New ideas prompt new thinking. No matter where we're placed in the scheme of things. Paul knows this. Prince obviously trusted it. And I can testify to this transforming effect by my personal experience, to the fact that the alternative, as Emily said, starts with the inner, with this particular body, spirit, and consciousness. New ideas prompt not just new thinking, but a new being.